Washington County Little League All-Stars is on the air. Today's game in minor baseball is Washington County versus Hempstead, is made possible by Woodson Lumber Company, H-E-B in Brenham, Batter's Box, Kiki Egg Farm, Bluebell Creamery, Cody Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance Agency, Eric Benitez of Cedar Frame Real Estate, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Dominant Associates, BVR Materials, Blinn College, Coaches Insurance, Tillman General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architectural, Allman Dentistry, Double D Glass Services, J&H Portable Toilets, Lord Chevrolet GMC Buick, Bank of Brenham, Collier Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brandon Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's Buy and Buy, Seidel Schrader, Bilski Waterwell Services, Diamond Financial, Lamarillo's Meat Market, Pro Auto Supply, J&J Packing, Kendra Tile, and Brenham National Bank. We'll go to the field with your host, Javi, with their pregame after these words from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they're honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars all good luck in their tournaments.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
All right, Javi Jr. here with KWHI Sports, getting ready for some minor baseball action. Today we're here at Holt Park, specifically at Clayton Field, where we're getting ready for the first pitch of Hempstead taking on Washington County in tournament play. At the moment, we're waiting for a game to conclude first between two teams here that is a pretty close one. It was close. It was 8-6 at one point, but one team has pulled away 12-6. I believe it's Grimes County taking on Weimer for the game that we're waiting to finish up here. But at the moment, the sun setting right behind left field. So nice scenery here. And, of course, Holt Park, always a beautiful place to play here in the baseball capital of Texas, Brenham. And Washington County will be facing off against Hempstead here in a little bit, and we'll get going here. So after Hempstead hosted us for the 7-8-year-old coach pitch, we'll be hosting Hempstead for this minor baseball tournament, and we'll get ready here in just a bit. But first, just a few words from our sponsors, and we'll be back for some more pregame.
Stay on top of your game year-round with the elite baseball and softball training facilities, the Batter's Box. 2025 Summer Baseball and Softball Camp registrations are now open. Visit us online and register today. Mark your calendars. Tryouts for fall 2025 season will be happening in July. Contact us today for more info. Go online to battersboxbtx.com. That's battersboxbtx.com. Good luck to all the area's Little League All-Stars from everyone at the Batter's Box.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
All right, back here to Holt Park in Brenham, where we're getting ready for the first pitch of Hempstead taking on Washington County in minor softball play for the Little League All-Stars, part of tournament play here. But first, we're waiting for Grimes County to finish up with Weimer. At the moment, it's Grimes County up 6 runs on Weimer in the bottom of the 6th. So Weimer on their last opportunity to try to make this happen, and they have down to their last out, so this game should be over in just a second and give us one of the results needed in this tournament for the next round. As far as Washington County Little League All-Stars goes, aside from this game, Hempstead versus Washington County in minor softball, the only game tonight is also at 8 o'clock, and it's all the way in Schulenburg, where for junior baseball, it's Washington County playing in that tournament tonight. And that has been an exciting one. A smaller field than these other tournaments, but it's been pretty fun. So Washington County will take on Twin Cities in the winner's bracket. So whoever loses that one, their tournament will not be over, but they will be moving on to the next round, while the loser will have one more chance at getting knocked down into the elimination bracket. More action for Washington County will be tomorrow as they await the winner of one of the games today in the minor softball tournament. And that's the only one confirmed as of right now. Of course, yesterday it was, unfortunately, Washington County in major baseball being eliminated over in Belleville in a close, high-scoring loss there. It was 13-11 to Sealy, so hard fought by the boys there. But unfortunately, that tournament over for Washington County, and that's Little League All-Stars major baseball tournament down in Belleville. So we'll take a quick look at the weather with a weather time update after we come back after a word from our sponsors.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
Summer's a time to get things done on your property, and DDM Pipe and Seal is ready to help. Whether you're building a new pipe fence, adding a roll-up door, building a workshop, or putting on a steel roof, DDM has everything you might need. Their experienced staff can help you select the right materials and hardware for your project. Whether it's angle iron, pipe, flat plate, tubing, roll-up doors, metal building components, or welding supplies. So what are you waiting for? Get that summer project started with a trip to DDM Pipe and Seal today, with locations in Brenham and Bastrop.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
All right, back to Brenham. We're still waiting on the ending of the Grimes County-Weimer matchup. And in the meantime, we'll do a quick weather time update of what it's looking like here in Brenham for the weather as the game is getting ready to get started. The first pitch was scheduled for 8 o'clock, but we will have a late start today. We'll know exactly how late of a start here in no time as soon as this game ends. But looking at the weather, it's been a beautiful day so far in Brenham. A high of 92 and a low of 78. Right now we're sitting at about 86 degrees and a sunny, sunny day. Not a cloud in the sky, but that sun is setting over in left field, and it is making for a beautiful scene here as we get a nice sunset over to the west at Holt Park here as we're sitting on Clayton Field. It's got a pretty good view of that sunset. And as far as the heat index goes, it says it feels just like it says, 86 degrees, and the winds are varying right now. 11 mile per hour winds, pretty steady, and gusts getting all the way up to 22 miles per hour, and that is a south to north wind, so should be going right about across from left field to right field. And as we get ready for the sunset, sun should be setting here in about 24 minutes. According to Dr. Google, it's 8:29 for the sunset, and the humidity is sitting at a very average 66 degrees here in Texas. It's just kind of what we're used to, and as the sun goes down, should get some more mosquitoes and all that good stuff, so super excited for that. But the crowd is starting to settle in here for Washington County as we just got an end to the Weimer-Grimes County matchup, and it's Grimes County beating Weimer 12-6, so that'll shake out, and we'll give you guys how the tournament is shaping up tomorrow morning. Just stay tuned for KWHI Sports or onto the KWHI.com website for more information on how this tournament will shape out. And that's the game time weather update and a conclusion to the Weimer-Grimes County matchup. And we'll be back with some more pregame after a word from our sponsors as the teams start to warm up.
Hi, friends. Gary Durenberger with Bank of Brenham. Being local, friendly, and mobile is at the core of Bank of Brenham's commitment to our customers and the communities we serve. Being local means we're conveniently located in downtown Brenham, in Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Being friendly means, well, being friendly. And being mobile means the ability to manage your account from the convenience of your smartphone. Local, friendly, mobile. Three really good reasons to bank with Bob, 836-3332, or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
This 4th of July, fire up the grill and celebrate in true Texas style with H-E-B. From juicy hand-cut steaks and fresh produce to ice-cold drinks and patriotic desserts, H-E-B has everything you need for an unforgettable Independence Day. Stock up on picnic essentials, festive decorations, and all your favorite H-E-B brand must-haves. Whether you're hosting a backyard barbecue or heading to the lake, make Brenham H-E-B your one-stop shop for 4th of July fun. Happy Independence Day from your neighborhood HEB. Here, everything's better.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
All right, coming back here to Brenham, where we have all of the Washington County crowd showing up right now, getting ready to watch some baseball action here in the baseball capital of Texas and Brenham. And we're at Holt Park over here at Clayton Field, getting ready for the matchup in minor baseball. Little League All-Stars from Washington County taking on the All-Stars from Hempstead. And right now we're getting some warm-up. Should be a little bit of a delayed start. First pitch was scheduled for 8 o'clock. But shouldn't be too bad as we're already getting warmed up and getting set. Starting lineups have already been turned in, and they've already flipped for where they're going to be on the field. Right now we have Hempstead winning the coin toss, so they'll be on the home side, left side of the field. And Washington County will be on the right side as the away team. And as we get going here, we'll get some warm-ups first. We got Washington County playing catch over in the right side, while a mixture of different warm-ups for Hempstead over on the left. And as they warm up, we'll give them a chance to do so, but I'm sure they'll be rushing the warm-up just a little bit, trying to get the game started. As you can see, they're anxious to get the tournament play going. And we'll be back with that first pitch, hopefully, after a word from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Tieleman Construction and Steg and Tieleman Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tieleman Construction and Steg and Tieleman Plumbing. Visit online at TielemanHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
For a century, Citizens State Bank has been more than just a bank. We've been your neighbors and your trusted partners. Since 1925, we've made it our mission to support our communities with personalized service, local decisions, and the tools you need to succeed. Whether you're visiting one of our branches in Burleson, Washington, or Grimes County, or banking online at csbtx.bank, you'll always find the hometown service you can count on. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions, since 1925. Member FDIC.
Mr. Windshield in Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all your auto glass needs, call them today or visit them online at BrenhamAutoGlassRepairs.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and the coaches good luck.
All right, as we get ready here, is Washington County getting hyped up with some music. And for my Latino people out there, they're listening to Gasolina by Daddy Yankee. Always a good way to get hyped up if you know about that scene there. But we'll get ready here in just a little bit. We've got the starting lineups in just now, and everybody's scrambling to get ready, as is the case when a game runs late in these Little League All-Star tournaments, which is often the case, but we're going to work around it, and teams still getting warmed up. Same scene over here with both teams playing catch, getting ready to field things and going. And honestly, a beautiful field here in Clayton Field at Holt Park, all turf, so that makes it real easy as far as for the infielders. That kind of minimizes the weird bounces that you can get. And, of course, these little league fields are 200 feet all the way around on the outfield fence. So always a possibility of one of these kids can get some nice power. Maybe we'll see something happen there. But beautiful, beautiful place to play some baseball as the sun is setting over in left field, almost ducking behind the trees back there, and definitely a good sight because it was pretty brutal out here with the sun, especially throughout the day, at 92 degrees, over 60% humidity. You know, just kind of what we expect for the summers here. So nothing that catches us by surprise, but always nice when that sun ducks down behind those trees and gives us a little bit of shade to relax. And the sun going down here should be all the way gone in the next 15 minutes or so. So definitely by the time we start this game, first or second inning, will be no sun. And now we'll start infield drills for the teams here as they separate into infield and outfield. And infield right now practicing their turning in double plays and all that good stuff, working on the fundamentals to make sure that they're prepared if they get the opportunity during this game. And Hempstead, you know what they say, it's a copycat league. They're doing the exact same thing, getting ready with separating infield and outfield and getting their drills ready. So they're still warming up, but we're getting closer and closer to that first pitch. Again, scheduled for 8 o'clock, but it's now 8:13, and we are not far from it at all. Unfortunately, we will not get a national anthem, but as they did so for the first games, and it's, for time's sakes, we'll just get things going here. But we already know that Hempstead will be the home side, and Washington County will be the away side. So Hempstead on the left, Washington County on the right, and a pretty good turnout for both sides here as they're trying to fill up the bleachers on the left and on the right, and a split right down the middle here behind me in the middle side bleachers. So should be plenty of crowd noise and plenty of energy coming from the crowd as long as these young men can give us a good ball game, which we expect nothing less of them. So we'll be back with some more pregame after a word from our sponsors.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we're honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Blue Belt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks Altman Dentistry for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine in on off the field.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh, La Morelos wish the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year. Season.
All righty, back here to Holt Park in Brenham at Clayton Field, where we're getting ready for the first pitch. Still warming up is Washington County, and then we'll have the announcements. But we have our lineups ready, so we'll take our first peek at the lineups for both of these teams. Again, it's Washington County taking on Hempstead in Little League All-Star Minor Baseball Tournament action. And taking a look at Hempstead first, it's leading things off, number 20, Eden Bazan. Then it's number 4, Teddy Figueroa. Number 23, Blaine Bielski. Number 2, Wade Stevens in the cleanup spot. Number 99, Aiden Pesky. Number 00, Weston Wallace. Number 1, Cooper Badgett. Number 3, Chris Espinoza. Number 10, Brentley Sandifer. Number 9, Hayes. Number 18, Jake Davis. And for Hempstead, rounding off the lineup with the coaches in the dugout, it's Chance Badgett, Alex Manzano, and Chad Murray are the coaches that will be guiding these young boys to this tournament. And let's see here for Washington County. So getting started with the Washington County starting lineups. Leading things off is number 9, Cam Wheaton, who will be playing shortstop. Then it's number 11, Aiden Mathis, who will be at third base. Number 15, Walker Ebert, will be at first base. And in the cleanup spot is number 23, Connor Marek, who will be in left field. And it's number 13, Aiden Tiemann, over on the mound today. Number 21, Mason Ehlert. Number 10, Tommy Osmussen. Number 8, Jake Church. Number 27, Luke Leckler. Number 12, Jake Dulich. Number 3, Bowen Riley. And number 11, Blaine Baker, rounds up the lineup. And for the coaches, manager David Dulish and assistant coaches Josh Church and Chad Leckler. That is the lineup for the Washington County side, and we're getting ready to get started here. Everybody steps off the field, done with warm-ups. That means we're getting ready for a ball game. But first, I believe they're going to do the announcements and announce the lineups here at the park, so we'll get a listen in on that as well. And taking a look at the uniforms here, it's a Washington County wearing the green tops with the white bottoms. And on Hempstead's side, they're wearing all black with green pinstripes, dark green pinstripes, dark green socks, and white lettering. And here we'll get ready for the announcements.
Minors baseball tournament. Little League International and all of its local leagues promote and expect good sportsmanship by its players, coaches, volunteers, and spectators. We request your cooperation by supporting the participants and officials in a positive manner. Profanity, racial or ethnic comments, or other intimidating or disrespectful actions taken by spectators, players, coaches, or volunteers will not be tolerated and are grounds for removal from the complex. Please remember, Little League is about creating the best experience for the kids, and it's on all of us to make that happen. Thank you and enjoy the game. We will now introduce the teams for this game between Washington County and Hempstead, starting with the visiting team, Washington County. Number 9, Cam Wheaton. Number 11, Aiden Mathis. Number 15, Walker Ebert. Number 23, Connor Marek. Number 13, Aiden Tiemann. Number 21, Mason Ehlert. Number 10, Tommy Osmussen. Number 8, Jake Church. Number 27, Luke Leckler. Number 12, Jake Dulich. Number 3, Bowen Riley. And number 17, Blaine Baker. Coaches for Washington County are David Dulich, Josh Church, and Chad Leckler. Now for the home team, Hempstead. Number 20, Eden Bazin. Number 4, Teddy Figueroa. Number 23, Blaine Bilski. Number 2, Wade Stevens. Number 99, Aiden Pesky. Double 0, Weston Wallace. Number 1, Cooper Badgett. Number 3, Chris Espinoza. Number 10, Brentley Sandifer. Number 9, Hayes Harrison. Number 18, Jake Davis. And number 11, Cam Murray. Coaches for Hempstead are Chance Badgett, Chad Murray, and Alex Cora. Play ball.
All right, and you heard her there. It's time to play ball here. All right, so as we get ready to, for the first pitch, we'll go to one last break for the pregame, and we'll be back with the first pitch after a quick word from our sponsors.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Insurance, it can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers? Or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dahman and Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dahman and Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, contact Dahman and Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Back here to Washington County versus Hempstead in minor softball action. Tournament getting started, and Washington County is getting ready here, but first we'll get some practice pitches from the Washington County pitcher, or the Hempstead pitcher, as Washington County is batting in the top of the order as the away team. And it'll be Eden Bazan on the mound for Hempstead, while for Washington County is number 9 Cam Wheaton leading things off. And he'll take the first one. Good eye. Takes that pitch for a ball. So, good job taking that pitch, not swinging on it, staying disciplined. Here comes pitch number 2, and this one will be a weird hop off the plate there and goes over the head of the catcher. So 2-0 as Wheaton jumps ahead of this count. And Washington County looking to emulate some of the success that they had in the last go-around as far as a 7-8-year-old coach pitch and 9U baseball coming out with 2 out of the 3 tournaments and titles. Or 3 out of the 4 if you count softball. And here we go with a 3-0 count. Bazan able to find the strike zone on that one. A nice breaking ball there makes it 3-1 to Wheaton. And Wheaton should get something to swing at here. Here comes this one, and no, it's going to be a low pitch there. Gets away from the catcher, and it gives Wheaton first base. So he'll reach on a leadoff walk, and right away, Washington County has a runner on. Always a good way to get started. And up next is Aiden Mathis, and he's showing bunt here on a low pitch. That's going to be a steal for Wheaton as he takes advantage there and gets over to first base. So first stolen base on the first runner for Washington County. And a little peek at how aggressive they'll be today. And this pitch low again will make it 2-0. And Bazan getting a little frustrated on the mound. But just needs to settle down here, find the strike zone. And he's going to leave this one down low too. Another 3-0 count for Bazan. And Wheaton threatening again, looking like he's going to try to steal base, but decides to stay at second. And Mathis showing bunt again. Should get something in the strike zone here. And he does. But he holds off on it. 3-1. Bazan looking to fight back in this one. And a swing and miss there by Mathis allows Bazan to get there. And a steal attempt is successful by Wheaton as he gets to third base. Bang, bang play there. But he gets the advantage there, slides in right in time, and slides in safely to third base. So he reaches on a walk, then steals second, steals third. Good way to start the inning. No outs here. Mathis facing a full count. Coach going to come out and have a conversation with the umpire. I think he maybe thinks that he was out at third, and they'll go over it really quick. But I don't see the umpire had a pretty good look at it. I don't suspect they'll change the call, and they won't. So safe at third is Cam Wheaton. And here Aiden Mathis at the plate facing a full count. And all he needs is a nice hit here to score a run for his team and give them the early 1-0 lead. First one, and he rips this one into the infield, and making the play is a shortstop for Hempstead, getting one out on the board, and that's Blaine Bielski coming up big for Hempstead. A well-hit ball there by Mathis, just good reactions from Bielski there to be there in time and get the out. So one out, man on third. That brings up number 15, Walker Ebert. This pitch down low from Ebert. 1-0. Or from Bazan to Ebert. 1-0. Here, wait for pitch number two. And this one down low from Bazan. And just needs to elevate these pitches a little bit. He's definitely getting them over the plate on the corners. He's just leaving them a little too low. If he can make that correction, we'll have some good pitches here. But nonetheless, 2-0 count. And here comes the next pitch. And that one elevates it, but puts it inside. And a good eye there by Ebert to let that one go by and bring up the 3-0 count. So that's now three batters that Bazan's gone down 3-0. And on the next one, he puts it a little high, but Ebert goes after it and puts one in the left field on a nice fly ball. And that one falls in close to the fence there. And he's got himself an RBI double. And that's going to excite this Washington County crowd as very early here in the top of the first, they get themselves a one-out run to lead 1-0 over Hempstead. Always a very effective way to start any ball game, and now they have a runner in scoring position again at second base. And up comes Connor Mark with only one out. And he'll take the first one as Bazan finds that knee-high inside corner nicely. 0-1. Here comes the next pitch, and a swing and a miss by Mark will make it 0-2 as Bazan jumps ahead of this count. Nice breaking ball there gets Mark to go after it, and it causes a swing and miss. With one out, 0-2 count here, Bazan would love a strikeout for another out here, and instead it's going to be ripped into the center field, and a nice play by the second baseman for Hempstead as he snags that one out of the air and puts the second out on the board. So now two outs and a runner on second for Washington County. Still a decent position to be in. And that was Teddy Figueroa making the catch for Hempstead. Coming up big for his catcher. And up next will be Aiden Tiemann, number 13 for Washington County. And a pitch that gets past Stevens there. But Walker Ebert was stealing all the way, and he gets to third base. So another stolen base here for Washington County. And this one, a hard ground ball by Tiemann. Can he beat the throw to first? No, he cannot. A nice throw there from Bielski over to first base. And that gets the third out of the inning and retires his Washington County side in the top of the first. But not before Washington County was able to open up the scoring here, 1-0 after half an inning. We'll be back for the bottom of the first inning with Hempstead looking to respond after a word from our sponsors.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League board, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
All right, after a short word from our sponsors, we're getting ready to get going here in the bottom of the first. Washington County now taking the field, and Hempstead up to bat. Washington County, good job to set the tone in the top of the first inning. They get a run there by their leadoff man, Cam Wheaton, as he's batted in by Walker Ebert on a nice hit to left field for an RBI double. They do leave one runner on at the end of the inning there. A nice defensive play by the fielders of Hempstead to back up their pitcher and get three outs. And now they'll be looking to respond to that one run here as they get ready to get going. Leading off for them is going to be number 20, Eden Bazan, who was just on the mound. So we'll get our first pitcher-on-pitcher matchup at the very first batter. And he's getting ready, taking a few practice swings, as number 13 for Washington County will be the the pitcher. That's Aiden Tiemann getting the start on the mound. He'll be facing pitcher Eden Bazan on his first at-bat. And Bazan, a right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Here comes the first pitch. And Tiemann off to a good start. 0-1 on that knee-high inside corner on Bazan. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from Tiemann, and that one just a hair outside, according to the umpire. So 1-1 to even up the count. Good eye by Bazan there, as it was close. Aiden will take the next one for a ball. Bazan will take the next one for a ball. 2-1, Eden Bazan. And next one down low from Tiemann is going to make it 3-1 as he falls behind on this count. Right, a good opportunity to fight back here. Good strike fills this count up. And this one down low, almost identical to that previous pitch. And that'll be just like Washington County started. Here comes Hempstead with a leadoff walk as well. And that'll bring up number 4, Teddy Figueroa. Another right-handed batter for Hempstead. And first one, another ball from Tiemann. And now that's 5 in a row here. He'll be looking to get back on track with a strike. He winds up, and here's the 1-0. And he puts it in the strike zone, but a nice hit there from Figueroa as he puts it right down that third base line. That one takes a couple bounces and comes up with some eyes on it as it lifts chalk as it gets to the left, into left field. And a nice single there from Figueroa. So a leadoff walk for Bazan. A single by Figueroa, and with no outs, Hempstead has two runners on first and second. Here comes the batter in third. It's number 23, Blaine Bielski, the shortstop for Hempstead. But Tiemann gets right back on track, puts it right over the plate with a fastball, 0-1. Needs to get some more of that going. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and this one up high and inside will even up the count at 1. Thank you. 1-1 is a nice one on that knee-high outside corner. Gets Bielski to swing and miss for that one. And a nice pitch from Thiemann gets him to jump ahead of the count. 1-2. One pitch away from his first out of the game and this inning. If it's a strike, it'll be a strikeout. And this one up high, 2-2. With the 2-2, he winds up, and this one down low again. Just like Bazan needs to elevate that pitch a little bit there. He's not far off the strike zone. As soon as he gets warmed up, he's definitely showing some good heat. Some decent movement on his pitches as well, so here comes the full count. And this one elevates it but puts it inside, and with no outs, Washington County is in a situation here. Bases loaded, no outs, and the cleanup hitter for Hempstead up to bat. And this is why you put a good batter in the cleanup spot, because now they have bases loaded and a dangerous situation for Washington County as Hempstead steps up with their cleanup hitter with base loaded and no outs, the most important part of that. So even if he can't get it done, they'll have two more opportunities. And first pitch is up high from Thiemann, 1-0. We'll get ready here with the 1-0, and this one almost catches that knee-high outside corner, but unfortunately just misses by a hair there, according to the umpire, 2-0 count. He'll brush that off. Just got to not think about the fact the bases are loaded. Just throw some strikes here. He should be in a good position. This one a hard chopper to shortstop over to second, trying to turn the double play. And a throw to first. Waiting for the call here. And the throw to first was not in time. So Hempstead ties it up with a fielder's choice there to second base. Trying to turn in a double play to first instead of going home. So that'll be runners on the corners now with a tie ball game 1-1. But does put an out on the board here. And Thiemann gets on track with a strike here. And a stolen base attempt. The tag being made. Caught stealing there. And a great throw there by Church. Jake Church hops up and rifles a ball over to second base. And the tag being made right in time. That's Luke Leckler out there making the tag, putting a second out on the board. But Hempstead was able to score there. So now it's 2-1. So a nice play by the catcher, no doubt, but it did allow for a runner to come into home. They take the lead, it does Hempstead, 2-1, runner on first. And with two strikes, Hempstead able to foul that one off and stay alive. That's Aiden Pesky. That was a really impressive play by Church there going to second with that absolute rifle of a throw to catch them stealing. He caught Wade Stevens stealing there. Well, still 0-2 here, and Thiemann going to foul this one, and then that's going to be a foul ball as well. Aiden Pesky fighting hard in this one with two outs. One out ends this inning. Ooh, and that one just a hair above the strike zone. A nice breaking ball by Thiemann. You can tell he thinks that was a strike for a strikeout. But nonetheless, umpire says just a hair too high. 1-2 count. And Aiden Tiemann's got to brush that one off and get a strike here. And this one up high and inside. 2-2. Deuces are wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. And no runners on right now for Hempstead. He's to get a nice strike here, but he's going to put it low and away, fill up the count, 3-2. What? All right, and the question, the crowd with some questions there, and me as well, to be honest. I thought that would have been a full count there. It was 2-2, and then a ball should make it 3-2, but not sure what the umpire saw, but we'll keep it going. Teaming gets back on track with an 0-1 here that puts a runner on first as Pesky gets on, and here comes number 00, Weston Wallace, takes the first one for a nice pitch from Teeman there on that knee-high outside corner, makes it 0-1. Here's the next one, and this one ripped, and a nice play there, grabbing that one at second base is Luke Leckler. He snags that one out of the air. That gets the third out and retires this side, but Hempstead with a solid bottom of the first, able to respond and take the lead on Washington County, 2-1. We'll be back for the top of the second. Now Washington County trying to respond after a word from our sponsors.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
Steel Buildings. It's what they do at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop. DDM has been manufacturing every type of steel building you can imagine for almost 30 years. Barns, barnominiums, workshops, storage buildings, homes, and office buildings. They can do it all, and they'll do it right. DDM was built on the philosophy that low prices, high quality fabrication, and great customer service are the keys to long-term relationships. Get your project started today by talking with the experienced folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop.
All right, coming back here, Washington County just lost. They had a 1-0 lead. They lose that lead with Hempstead being able to respond in the bottom of first very nicely there. They now lead 2-1, and Washington County's turn to try to respond here. Leading things off for Washington County is going to be number 21, Mason Ehlert. And Bazan still on the mound. He'll be looking to find the strike zone. Did a good job there towards the end of the top of the first, so keep that momentum going. First one down low goes between the legs of the catcher there. Call that one a wild pitch from Bazan. 1-0 count here. And this one ripped left side. Goes foul after a couple bounces there. Low ground ball. 1-1 count. But good job there from Ehlert as makes good contact just a hair early. Pulls it left, but next one will be down low. Good eye. Let that one go by 2-1. And Washington County's been very disciplined in their batting so far. And this one in the strike zone and ripped in the left field. And a catch being made in left field. That was a nice grab over there by Weston Wallace. And a little bit of frustration there for Mason Ehlert, but he got a hold of that one. It's just right place, right time for the defense. They make a good grab in left field, and a good offense, better defense. One out for Washington County. So after that out to Washington County, here comes the next batter up, and that'll be Tommy Osmussen. Dealing with one out, nobody on. Takes the first one for a ball, 1-0. Next one for a ball as well, upstairs. First one down low, next one up high. 2-0 count. And manager David Dulish liked that hit from Ehlert. Just, like I mentioned, just a nice grab there. But not this one. Osmussen rips it into left field, pulls it perfectly over there. And that is going to be a single for Osmussen as he rips it just like Ehlert did. But this one just shallow enough to land in left field and stay fair with no defenders around it. He's able to get a very hard hit single. Puts a runner on first, and up comes number 8, Jake Church. And he shows bunt, and Bazan puts a strike past him, 0-1. And we saw Jake Church make a fantastic play from his catcher position, rifling one to second to catch a runner stealing. See if he carry that momentum from the defense to his offensive game as he steps up to a plate. Next one inside for a ball, 1-1. So one ball, one strike, one out. Man on first for Jake Church here. And he hits this one, pop up into the infield. Up comes the players, and a nice play by second baseman number four Figueroa for Washington, for Hempstead, puts the second out on the board. So now with two outs, up comes number 27 Luke Leckler. Big at back here for Luke Leckler as he does have a runner on and looking to respond here after falling behind to Hempstead 2-1. They could really use a run to tie things up here before we go to the bottom of the second. First one's up high for a 1-0. Next one's up high again, but umpire saying that bunt attempt, I guess, counted as a swing, so 1-1. And a swing and miss by Leckler on the next one will make him have him falling behind on the count. 1-2. And Bazan is on a roll here as he finds his rhythm here. Struggled to find the strike zone early, but he's warmed up now. And on the very next one, low and outside, 2-2. And this one outside again fills up the count now. And that ball falls out of the grasp of Stevens there. Catcher for Hempstead, but quickly recovers it. That will not allow the runner, number 10, Tommy Osmussen, to advance. And we'll keep it going here. Full count coming up. Luke Leckler looking to get a hold of this one. And he'll foul this one off the catcher there. Good thing he's wearing pads. I'm going to call him straight in the chest off the bounce. Umpire will check with him, just make sure he's good, and that's what the pads are there for. He'll brush it off and keep it going. So full count again, and this one down low, a one hopper to the catcher. Will give a walk to Leckler and put runners on first and second for Washington County, just what they needed with two outs here. And here comes Jake Dulich, number 12 for Washington County. And a good position here. He's got a runner in scoring position over on second base is Osmussen. A nice solid hit should score a run if it's a good one. If not, a hit will load the bases or a walk. So any of the three will work for Washington County. First pitch hits that upper inside corner for Bazan as he jumps ahead 0-1. Next one, low and away, trying to catch that knee-high outside corner. Will not fall in there for him, so 1-1 count. Evens things up. And this one fouled off the bat of Dulich as he tries for a bunt attempt, and that one will go off the umpire, so he'll get a second to gather himself. That one came back at him pretty hard there, but seems to be okay. And that'll bring up a 1-2 count. As that one's fouled back. And here's the 1-2. This one, nice breaking ball, but Dulich gets a hold of it, but hits it right to the third baseman for Hempstead. And that's going to bring up the third out of the inning, retiring the Washington County side, and Hempstead preserving their 2-1 lead as we go to the bottom of the second. They'll be looking to add to it after a word from our sponsors.
Hey guys, Eric Benitez here. I'm deeply honored to have been chosen as Washington County's favorite realtor, along with Cedar Frame as a favorite real estate brokerage through the Banner Press. I'm grateful to be blessed with the resources and support to serve our community, and I'm devoted to our local youth and sports. In fact, with your support, last spring we were able to award 4 student athlete scholarships. The real estate market and technology have evolved over the years, so we're doing things a little different when it comes to selling and marketing your properties. If you have any questions about your home's value, please reach out to me, 979-830-3914.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
All right, back to Holt Park here in Brenham. We're at Clayton Field, where we have minor baseball action. The Little League All-Stars of Washington County taking on Hempstead. And right now, it's Hempstead leading 2-1. Very close ball game here. Washington County able to score in the top of the first. Then Hempstead comes back with 2 runs of their own in the bottom of the first. And in the top of the second, it was Washington County leaving 2 runners on to end the inning. So good defense there by Hempstead to leave those runners stranded, and they preserve their lead 2-1. And as we get started here, Tiemann's going to put a nice pitch in that upper inside corner, 0-1, to get started. Next one will be down low to even it up at 1. And at the plate for Hempstead is number 1, Cooper Badgett. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and that one too low for the outside for the knee-high outside corner. Makes it a 2-1 count now. And Tiemann still looking for the zone here. And this one, a soft little blooper there to first base, and able to gather it is number 15 for Washington County. That's Walker Ebert. Grabs a little one-hopper, steps on first base, and that's the first out of the inning. And Aiden Tiemann gets himself an out, and up comes the next batter for Hempstead. That's going to be Chris Espinoza. First pitch from Tiemann, and Espinoza is going to put a hard ground ball, but coming up to gather it is Leckler, who flips it over to Ebert at first. A nice play there to put the second out quickly here for Washington County. So defensively, Washington County now 2-up, 2-down, off to a great start to this bottom of the second. They would love a scoreless inning here from Hempstead to be able to respond to that one-run deficit in the top of the third. But first things first, got to get that third out here. A nice pitch there from Tiemann. Put some absolute heat, but the beauty of that pitch was the placement right on that knee-high inside corner. Makes it 0-1. And another one almost in the exact same spot. This one a little bit more over the plate, but still a beauty. 0-2. And a 3-pitch strikeout would be huge for his confidence here. Puts this one, it looked like in the same spot, but umpire says that one was a hair lower, so it'll be out of the strike zone. And make it a 1-2 count now. And this one outside will even up the count at 2. No runners up, 2 up, 2 down. Washington County looking for a 1-2-3 inning. It'll be their first of the ballgame. And this one, a slow chopper collected by shortstop, flipped over to first baseman Ebert, and that'll be the inning, third out, and that retires this Hempstead side and keeps the run at 1 run. So Washington County will be looking to get back into this ball game. 1 run ties it up in the top of the third inning. We'll be back for that top of the third after a word from our sponsors.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in at Guadalajara Restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham. Okay.
All right, getting ready in the top of the third. Washington County with a nice 1-2-3 inning. The last out being turned in nicely there by Cam Wheaton at shortstop, flipping it over to Ebert at first in time on a hard chopper that went. He had to take a few steps to his left to gather it and then flip it to first. And that brought the third out of the inning, making it a 1-2-3 inning for Washington County. They're first of the ball game, and now they'll have a chance in the top of the third to tie this game up down one run. Leading things off here is Bowen Riley, and he'll swing and miss on the first one. A down low pitch. Nice breaking ball by Bazan there. That's Bowen Riley swinging. And the 0-1 here, another swing there by Riley, and he catches a piece of this one, just a hair under it. That one skips off the top of his bat, fouls backwards. Riley almost got himself, almost smoked that one. Nice cut there. I mean, really a hard swing. Just not the right contact. See if you can get it here. 0-2. This will be a one hopper to the catcher and make it a 1-2 count. And the next one by Bazan will be outside. Evens it up at 2. Good eye there by Bowen Riley. See what Bazan gives him here on the 2-2 count. Winds up for the pitch. And a nice hit there from Riley. Can he outrun the throw to first? No, says the umpire. That throw in time. And that'll get him thrown out at first. But love the hustle there by Bowen Riley. As soon as that one came off his bat, he was chopping it down that first base line. But a nicer throw by the defense there. Figueroa throws it to first and gets the out. And that'll bring up number 17, Blaine Baker. He takes first one for a ball 1-0. Good eye there. And this next one, a nice breaking ball in that knee-high inside corner from Bazan. Should be 1-1 now. And on a high pitch there, Blaine Baker, a swing and miss, has him falling behind the count 1-2. That one was just a hair high, but it was close enough to swing on. Next one will be a one hopper that gets past the catcher there, 2-2. And on the 2-2, winds up, and a nice strike there. Gets a strikeout for Bazan. A nice breaking ball there. Freezes up Baker. Catches him looking for the strikeout. And that strikeout is Bazan's first of the evening. And actually the first strikeout for both teams. So it goes to show the kind of work that the fielders have had to do so far. And that puts two outs on the board. And we'll get a quick conference from the Hempstead coach with his pitcher over on the mound, just let him know what he's seeing and calming his nerves here. But we'll be back after a quick break from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell gathered round, the good old days of being made right now.
Our original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla, the country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Peterson's Food Mart in Lexington and select Dollar General stores.
So a quicker conference on the mound there than we expected. And as we came back from the break, we saw the number one hitter for Cam Wheaton for Washington County, got hit by a pitch on the very first pitch coming off of that conference on the mound, and then he steals second base. And that brings up Aiden Mathis, who a 1-1 count takes the next one for a strike, or with a 1-0 count takes it for a strike, 1-1, not looking on that one. Honestly, a very nice pitch from Bazan, a breaking ball catching that knee-high inside corner. And this one trying to do the same exact thing, but leaves it too low, 2-1 count. And that stolen base by Wheaton was actually the third of the game for Washington County, or the fourth of the game by Washington County, the third by Wheaton. And here we go. Bazan puts one identically right there on that inside corner of that first strike he threw. So now deuces are wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Man on second for Washington County. And Mathis hits this one nicely, but just a little early. Rips it into the right field, but to foul territory off the fence. Just a little later on that one. That would have been a hit just like Osmuson's we saw earlier. Mathis will get another shot at it with a 2-2 count. And he's going to put this one on a hard ground ball over to shortstop Figueroa, who not able to grab it. And the throw to the catcher is going to be over the head of the catcher. That will allow Wheaton to score. So Cam Wheaton ties the game up for Washington County. A nice hit there from Aiden Mathis. Rips it on a hard ground ball to shortstop. And nice play there. You got a feel for Bielski over in the shortstop position. That one hit so hard, he just couldn't get the right grip on it. And then by the time he made the throw, looks like it was hastily thrown as it gets over the catcher, Stevens. And now we have a tie ball game. We'll count that one as an RBI single for Mathis. Well, really, it's an error, so can't count it as that. But Mathis now on second. And here comes Walker Ebert here. We saw him absolutely smoke one in the left field that was unfortunately caught. We saw the power from him. And he'll take the first two for balls, 2-0. Good eye there on both pitches. He's got a runner in scoring position on second, which is Mathis. And he now has a 3-0 count after another high pitch. And here's a 3-0, and that'll be a walk for Ebert. He'll get on base, jogs over to allow his teammate to come up to the plate, and hopefully in an opportunity, and a good opportunity to come up clutch here is number 23, Connor Marek. But first, an equipment malfunction for the catcher. He'll tie his shoes, get it nice and going. He'll want to go with a double knot on this one, make sure that doesn't get going there on the shoes. Looks like he's going to... Oh, no, it's his pads that are coming loose there, so he's good to go now. First one by Mark on a low pitch, fouls it back. Trying to dip down and get a hold of that one, but gets under it, actually, to foul it back. Just slices it a bit, but good aggression there, trying to get himself a hit. 0-1 to Marek here. And he'll face second pitch. And this one down low will be a wild pitch that advances the runners. So that puts now Mathis on third and Ebert on second. So now Washington County, two runners in scoring position. They're in a great opportunity to get an out, to get a nice run here, but they're currently working with their last out of this inning. Two outs on the board. And next one will be a one-hopper from Bazan, 2-1 count. Runners on second and third, but only one out to work with. Washington County already tied it up in this inning, 2-2. They'll be looking to take the lead with a nice hit. And this one will go down low to make it 3-1. And that's a wild pitch, so coming in is Mathis, and he'd be in there in time with a nice slick slide there. Comes in, slides, and almost... comes to a dead stop right on top of home plate and pops up. Very nice there. 3-2. So Washington County takes the lead now. second lead change of the game. And that's going to be a nice hit from Mark. Rips it over to shortstop, and he outruns the throw. And coming in to score is Ebert. So not only that, they double up on what Hempstead had, and now it's 4-2 in favor of Washington County with two huge two-out RBIs there. Well, two-out runs there, as the first one was on a wild pitch. So now Washington County looking to take command of this lead. It's been a back-and-forth ball game. First, it was Washington County up 1-0. Then Hempstead up 2-1. And now it's 4-2 Washington County. And we'll get a quick conference from the umpires here as there's some clarification. Looks like we might get a pitching change. And we'll get that updated as soon as we come back from a quick break.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic. 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait, thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street, or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
All right, as we come back here to Clayton Field in Brenham at Holt Park, it was a pitching change for Hempstead, and coming up to the mound is Weston Wallace, and a simple change here as Weston Wallace goes to the pitcher position. Eden Bazan goes to left field. They just switch positions, and now we'll get going here. First pitch there from Wallace will be 1-0. And here comes Aiden Thiemann up to bat. With two outs, Washington County has been able to score two runs, and on this wild pitch, off goes number 23 there. Connor Marek will take second base on that wild pitch. So now a runner on second gets into scoring position, and with two outs, Washington County's already been able to score two runs. And this one down low for a ball, 2-1 count here. All right, and Weston Wallace getting wind up for here, 2-1, and that one just a hair inside, 3-1. Should be 3-1, but scoreboard showing 2-2. I must have missed the call from the umpire, but we'll go with the scoreboard 2-2. And this one inside will make it full count. So full count, two outs. Runner on second in scoring position. Will Thiemann come up big for Washington County, or will it be Wallace for Hempstead? Oh, he'll put this one low and outside, and that'll give Thiemann a walk. Now runners on first and second. And Hempstead really wanting to get out of this inning, stop the bleeding at 4-2. And up comes Ehlert here, Mason Ehlert. He's in a good position to come up big for his team here. And so is Weston Wallace after coming in relief. He gets a swing and miss on the first pitch. He can get a strikeout here, or even a ground out. He'll get his team out of this inning. Only down two runs here in a back-and-forth game. This game's still in reach for Hempstead, but they do need to stop the bleeding here. And on that one, Ehlert, another swing and miss on a breaking ball from Weston Wallace. And Weston Wallace doing a good job getting them to follow that pitch outside. So 0-2 as Ehlert finds himself behind the count. Here comes Wallace, and this one ripped into left field by Ehlert. And a nice play made in left field by Hempstead will get them out of this inning. So Eden Bazan, who just came off the mound, comes up big for Weston Wallace, who came onto the mound to end the inning. But Washington County leading now 4-2. They score 3 runs in the top of the third. A huge inning for Washington County in this back-and-forth ballgame. We'll be back for the bottom of the third with Hempstead looking to respond after a word from our sponsors.
Looking to save some money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant and Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how to save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your local trusted Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5, and on Friday from 8 to 1.
Hi, I'm Bob. No, not your dad's friend Bob who let you play with fireworks. Or that famous actor Bob. I'm a Breakfast Bob. Specifically, a breakfast on a bun from Whataburger. B-O-B Bob. I'm made to order with a fresh cracked egg, melted cheese, and the best sausage you've ever had. I'm nothing like those other Bobs. I'm better because I'm there for you. From late nights to early mornings, whenever you need a delicious pick-me-up. Can those other Bobs say that? Nope. Come see me at Whataburger, 11 p.m. to 11 a.m.
All right, heading back here to Holt Park here at Clayton Field in Brenham, where Washington County just took the lead on Hempstead 4-2, and that is a third lead change of the ball game. Back and forth affair here between Hempstead and Washington County. And warming up on the mound here is still Aiden Tiemann, who's done a good job to settle in after starting to find the strike zone earlier, but he's warmed up and he's in the zone now. And in the bottom of the third, he'll be looking for another 1-2-3 inning. Washington County's first 1-2-3 inning game in the bottom of the second. And great job there from the fielders and pitcher Tiemann to get out of that one scoreless and give themselves a chance to respond and take the lead just like they did. So they were able to capitalize on that opportunity. And now Hempstead will be looking to create an opportunity of their own, looking to get back into this ballgame, down 2 runs. So first pitch by Tiemann will be down low. 1-0 count to get started here. And on the 1-0, here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss there will make it 1-1. A nice fastball there from Tiemann. Able to get it past the hitter there. Gets a big swing, but a big miss. And that is Hayes here. And Hayes will take the next one, 2-1. And that'll prepare us. 2-1 pitch coming from Tiemann. And that one, nice contact there from Hayes Harrison, but he puts it foul right side. Two count. And here's the 2-2, this one. Down low just above the turf there from Tiemann, and he's going to deal with a full count here to lead things off. Look to brush off those couple of balls there and get himself a strike here. It'll be his first strikeout of the game. And he does just that. Puts it on that knee-high inside corner. Huge strikeout for Aiden Tiemann, his first of the evening. And he gets a first out quickly here for Washington County. They just had a big 3-up, 3-down inning in the bottom of the second. They'll be looking to do the same here in the bottom of the third, and off to a good start to do so. One out. First one down low from Tiemann, 1-0. And up to bat is Jake Davis. I believe the first lefty batter we've seen here from Hempstead. To round up the lineup, after him will be at the top of the order. And this one way outside from Tiemann. Good job there by Church to snag that one before he gets to the backstop. Of course, nobody on, so it wouldn't cause any damage, but great reflexes there. And that brings it up a 2-0. Here's a 2-0 pitch from Tiemann, and this one just below the strike zone, says the umpire, and Tiemann falls well behind. This count 3-0. He'll need to battle back here. Just needs to put it in the strike zone here. I'm sure that Davis is going to take whatever he pitches and puts it down low. So four balls in a row. That'll give him a walk. So Jake Davis will take his base happily there. And that gives Hempstead a runner here. And back to the top of the order. Here comes Eden Bazan. And a pitch upstairs. Eden Bazan swing and miss. Nice fastball there from Tiemann. Gets ahead of this count, 0-1. Good job to get back on track after four straight balls. And the 0-1 again puts it on that upper inside corner. A sweet couple of pitches there from Tiemann. Gets him ahead of the count, 0-2. Showing off the speed and placement there. Here's the next one, and a three-pitch strikeout for Tiemann. Beautiful stuff there. After no strikeouts in the first two, he now has two in this inning. And Aiden Tiemann in the zone. How do you come back from a four-pitch walk? You get a three-pitch strikeout. Beautiful stuff there. And he keeps it going. Here's an 0-1 as he puts this one on the knee-high outside corner. 0-1 count here for Tiemann. Jumps ahead of this one, too. He just needs one out to get out of this inning. Two outs on the board. Here's the 0-1 pitch. And that one up and inside will make it 1-1. But nice job by Aiden Tiemann to get back here. And that was a nice snag again by Church. He's been impressive in that catcher position in this game. This one down low will make it 2-1. And done pretty well at the plate, but also defensively in the catcher position. He rifled one earlier to second base to catch a runner stealing, and he has been a brick wall behind home plate there. This next one will be up and inside from Tiemann, 3-1. See if he can battle back here. Shakes one off from the catcher and now nods, likes what he's seeing. Just needs to get it in the strike zone here. 3-1 count. And that one will not be there. It will be just a hair too low. So with two outs, Hempstead now two runners on first and second. And they'll be looking to repeat what Washington County did. After Washington County tied it at two, they were able to get two runs with two outs on the board to take their two-run lead that they're holding on to now. Now Hempstead with runners on first and second and two outs of them for themselves. They have an opportunity for one of their batters to come up big here. Specifically, that's Blaine Bielski and Jake Church. Again, this one, a pitch that was outside of his zone gets past him, but he's able to grab that one and hold it up to keep the runners from advancing, respecting that cannon of an arm that he has. And this one low and outside will make it 2-0 for Tiemann as he pitches to Bielski. And this one inside will make it 3-0. Look to battle back here. If he got a quick two strikes to put two outs on the board, he is one ball away from loading the bases. Good opportunity to fight back in this at-bat. Down 3-0. Runners on first and second for Hempstead. They're down two runs. Washington County leading by two. And this one, a wild pitch, will give a walk and allow the bases to be loaded for Hempstead. And out comes manager Dulich to have a conversation with his pitcher just to settle things down. That's the second. And we're going to get a pitching change here as he takes the ball from Thiemann. Not a bad out showing from there as he got his first two strikeouts in this inning, but gets into a bit of a jam there as he allows the bases to get loaded. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors as we'll give the new pitcher a chance to warm up.
Hi friends, Gary Durenberger with Bank of Brenham. Being local, friendly, and mobile is at the core of Bank of Brenham's commitment to our customers and the communities we serve. Being local means we're conveniently located in downtown Brenham, in Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Being friendly means, well, being friendly. And being mobile means the ability to manage your account from the convenience of your smartphone. Local, friendly, mobile. Three really good reasons to bank with Bob, 836-3332, or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
This 4th of July, fire up the grill and celebrate in true Texas style with H-E-B. From juicy hand-cut steaks and fresh produce to ice-cold drinks and patriotic desserts, H-E-B has everything you need for an unforgettable Independence Day. Stock up on picnic essentials, festive decorations, and all your favorite H-E-B brand must-haves. Whether you're hosting a backyard barbecue or heading to the lake, make Brenham H-E-B your one-stop shop for your 4th of July fun. Happy Independence Day from your neighborhood H-E-B. Here, everything's better.
All right, and the pitcher that takes the mound getting ready and warmed up is number 27, Luke Leckler, coming in for Aiden Thiemann. And just a couple more warm-up pitches left. Coaches will get back into their positions. And I believe they just, Thiemann just heads to the dugout. So I don't see him in the infield or the outfield. So a simple change there. Out from the bullpen comes Leckler. Thiemann heads to the dugout, and we'll get started here soon. And just wanted to highlight the play of Jake Church here so far. He's been doing fantastic in that catcher position. Highlight play on defense earlier as he caught a runner stealing, rifling him out at second base. He's got a cannon of an arm, so much so that earlier on a wild pitch, the runners did not advance out of respect for that arm as he was able to get up quickly and looking to throw, and he was kind of daring them to try to take second, third base. And on the very next pitch, first pitch from Leckler, it's going to be a hit into left field, and this throw coming in is going to be offline to home, and we have ourselves a tie ball game. Bases loaded. Washington County goes for the pitching change with two outs. And on the very first pitch, it's a hit into left field. Done very, very nicely there by Wade Stevens. And that brings in two runners. So now 4-4. Tie ball game again. Next pitch by Leckler, 0-1. Nice pitch there as he's pitching to Aiden Pesky here. Ooh, and a up pitch up high, but Church gets up and snags that one out of the air. Probably saves a run there, 1-1. So that'll bring up the 1-1 count. Here's the pitch from Leckler, and up high with this one, 2-1. This has been a close competitive affair. Back and forth we go. Here's a 2-1, and this one fouled left side. That'll leave it up the count at 2 for Washington County pitching to Hempstead here. It's Aiden Pesky at the plate. This one up high will fill up the count. Full count here. Leckler needs a strike to avoid another bases loaded situation. After the two RBI double from Wade Stevens. And a nice one there from Leckler. That was a changeup that gets number 99, Aiden Pesky, to swing and miss as he goes down swinging on the strikeout. He'll head to the dugout, and we got ourselves a tie ball game, 4-4, as we go to the top of the fourth. Washington County will look to retake the lead after we get a word from our sponsors.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
All right, and as we get started here, top of the fourth inning coming up, Washington County up to bat, and Hempstead just responded after Washington County took a two-run lead, 4-2. Hempstead with two outs scores two runs in a bases-loaded situation with a two RBI double from Wade Stevens, and now we got ourselves a tie ball game again. So top of the fourth, scores 4-4. Four is the name of the game right now, and leading things off is going to be Tommy Osmussen for Washington County here in Brenham. But first couple warm-up pitches for Weston Wallace as he stays on the mound for Hempstead. Came it big for his team there with two outs and runners on. He was able to come in and get the out necessary to get out of that situation. All right, so up steps Tosme Osmussen, and onto the mound steps Weston Wallace, and we're ready to go here in the top of the fourth. Tie ball game. Here's the first pitch, and that will be a swing and miss from Osmussen on the pitch inside. And here comes the 0-1 from Weston Wallace. Winds up and puts this one in the strike zone. A soft chopper there from Osmussen, and the throw in time to first, but not able to collect it, is the first baseman for Hempstead, and that allows Osmussen to reach first. Technically on an error there. So a leadoff runner on for Washington County, and next pitch by Weston Wallace is going to be up over the head of Church here. Jake Church, the catcher up, right-handed batter for Washington County. Here comes the 1-0 pitch, and he attempts a bunt, and that one, unfortunate bounce for Jake Church as it bounces off the top of his bat, and a nice heads-up play there from catcher Stevens of Hempstead, able to pick that one out of the air, and that's going to put an out on the board. Just an unlucky bounce there. And on the very next pitch, Weston Wallace able to put a nice breaking ball in the strike zone. Gets it past Luke Leckler there. Luke Leckler just came up. And this one, a nice hit there from Leckler, but that one's going to be a nice play made in third base. What a reaction there from the third baseman of Hempstead. Able to grab that one before it hits the ground. Chris Espinoza puts a second out on the board. And now Hempstead looking for their own and their first 1-2-3 inning with two outs. Oh, I apologize. They did have a runner get on, so that would not be after the error at first. But still two outs. They're looking to get out of this one, leaving Washington County scoreless. And this one, a bunt attempt there. And this one trying to outrun the throw. The umpire says he does just that. Outrunning the throw after the bunt is Jake Dulich, and now puts runners on first and second for Washington County. And we saw in the last inning what they can do. And in that last inning, we saw what they can do with two outs on the board and runners on. But I believe we're going to get a protest from the Hempstead coach saying that he may have been out there. So the umpires will get together and discuss the call. And the question has to be the throw at first. Now, while it was a very close play, it definitely looked like he got there in time. And the call comes in. That is exactly what happened. Dulish hustled up, beat the throw, gets on to first, and now two runners on for Washington County. A tie ball game with two outs. They're working with their last out here, but that's how the same situation they were in last time, and they were able to take the lead. And on the very first pitch from Weston Wallace, Bowen Riley rips it left side just a little early on that one. It got good contact there, but just a hair early. Rips it left over the fence. Foul ball. And he puts this one right down the third base line, but that will be a force out at third. Another nice play there by Espinoza as he scoops that one up, steps on third base, and retires as Washington County's side. Still 4-4 as we go to the bottom of the fourth. Hempstead will be looking to take the lead, and Washington County will be looking to come up with some good defense here. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
All right, back here to Clayton Field at Holt Park in Brenham. Washington County just held scoreless in the top of the fourth. So now comes Hempstead in the bottom of the fourth, looking to take the lead after tying up the ballgame in the previous inning, 4-4. So score 4 apiece in the fourth inning, and Washington and Hempstead up to bat. And coming up to bat is going to be Weston Wallace. And staying on the mound is Leckler for Washington County. So Luke Leckler will be looking to get the best of Weston Wallace as we lead things off here in the bottom of the fourth with a pitcher-on-pitcher matchup. Here comes the first pitch from Leckler. And this one a hair too high, says the umpire. But Weston Wallace, a very small strike zone, so Leckler may have some trouble finding that strike zone. This one outside, 2-0. And here's the 2-0 pitch, and this one up high. Weston Wallace thinking about swinging at that one, but good job holding off. And he finds himself well ahead of the count, 3-0. And I'm sure he will just take whatever Leckler gives him here. And that one will be too low. And a four-pitch walk for Weston Wallace. And he hustles up to first base as he is excited. Oh, he's taking second! But umpires stopped play, so they'll leave him at first. Weston Wallace looking for a heads-up play there. And you just saw him as soon as that walk happened. He was just on a horse over to first base, speeding over there, and then trying to take second before anybody could notice, but umpire said, hold it up, no second base, we'll keep you at first as we call time, and we'll get things going. I believe it's because Washington County catcher Jake Church called time, so that puts a lead runner on for Hempstead here, and brings on Cooper Badgett. And the very first pitch by Leckler, a nice breaking ball, swing and miss by Badgett, 0-1. Beautiful strike there. Leckler gets that one to dip into the strike zone right at the last second there. And the next one popped up. A play to be made in the infield. And a nice catch by Leckler as he comes up from the mound to make that catch just an inch before it hit the ground. First out on the board in the bottom of the first and the bottom of the fourth for Washington County defensively on a nice defensive play there by Leckler to help himself. And so after Badgett goes out on that play, here comes Chris Espinoza, who we saw making a couple of nice plays defensively in the top of the fourth. So he'll be looking to carry that momentum to the plate here from defense to offense. First pitch there by Leckler. Knee-high outside, right on the corner, 0-1. And this one ripped into right field. That one may fall. Yes, it will, gathering it on the hop. But Weston Wallace already made his decision. He's going to third. He rounds second and gets to third and allows the space for Espinoza to get to second. So that'll be a double for Espinoza. Now two runners in scoring position for Hempstead on second and third. And Hempstead in great position to take the lead. Only one out on the board, and they got runners on second and third here, tied 4-4 in the bottom of the fourth. And up comes number 9, Hayes Harrison, and this pitch up high, way high from Leckler, but Jake Church able to come up big again for Washington County, able to get up and get on that one. And an important grab there because a wild pitch could very well score Weston Wallace, who we've seen is a speedy one. Another high pitch from Heckler. From Leckler, 2-0. Espinoza just came up with a huge hit there for Hempstead. Rip pushed it to the opposite field. And a nice pitch there. Oh, and I apologize, this is actually Brentley Sandifer up for Hempstead, and he goes down. He goes up on the count 2-1. And then hits a hard chopper. A throw coming into home. And in time. A rundown situation for Weston Wallace. Let's see if he can better it. But the good job being done there by the Washington County infield. And they're able to get Weston Wallace to put a second out on the board. And he'll protest that one as he thought he slid in time. And I'll tell you, Weston Wallace has a ton of speed and absolutely gave Washington County everything they can handle, but Washington County's defense executes that rundown to perfection and gets the second out. So now instead of runners on second and third with one out, they have runners on first and second with two outs. Washington County one out away from coming up huge, leaving runners stranded and keeping Hempstead scoreless. And this one hit deep into center field and making the catch out there. Great play for Washington County. That's Bowen Riley, who comes up big, makes the grab, puts the third out on the board. And after Hempstead was definitely threatening there with two runners in scoring position and only one out, Washington County comes up with two big, big outs to hold them scoreless. And we'll go back to the top of the fifth, still tied up at four apiece. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
For a century, Citizens State Bank has been more than just a bank. We've been your neighbors and your trusted partners. Since 1925, we've made it our mission to support our communities with personalized service, local decisions, and the tools you need to succeed. Whether you're visiting one of our branches in Burleson, Washington, or Grimes County, or banking online at csbtx.bank, you'll always find the hometown service you can count on. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions, since 1925. Member FDIC.
Mr. Winchild in Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Winchild prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all your auto glass needs, call them today or visit them online at BrenhamAutoGlassRepairs.com. The Mr. Winchild crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and the coaches good luck.
Hey, All right, back here to Holt Park in Brenham. We're on Clayton Field in a tight ball game here. We're in the top of the fifth now, tied at four apiece. And Hempstead was threatening to take the lead with runners on second and third and only one out. But this Washington County defense comes up big with two outs. And on the very first pitch here in the top of the fifth, another great defensive play by Espinoza of Hempstead on a shallow fly ball. Espinoza hustles up from his third base spot and makes a diving grab. So that on the first pitch, one up, one down for Hempstead defensively. And on the very next one, back to the top of the order, this one's Cam Wheaton as he puts a fly ball right to Chris Espinoza, who gets a second out. So Espinoza coming up huge here in the top of the fifth for Hempstead defensively. That's two up, two down. And here comes Aiden Mathis. Last time Aiden Mathis was out, he got a couple RBIs, so he'll be looking to do the same. But after two pitches from Weston Wallace off the plate, 2-0. Here's the next one. This one inside, 3-0. Umpire says no, that was the fourth ball. So he'll give him a walk, and that'll be a walk for Washington County. Hey, we'll take it. Aiden Mathen gets to first base. Up next is Walker Ebert, and he'll take the first one outside, 1-0. Ooh, and almost gets hit there. Has to step forward to avoid that one as the pitch goes behind him, and he'll get 2-0 now. So after a couple great defensive plays from Chris Espinoza to get two up, two down for Hempstead, they've now walked one, and Wallace is now behind 2-0 on the next one. And this one, a short chopper. Espinoza looking to make it three plays, and he does just that. And that is three outs now for Washington, for Hempstead, as they are able to hold Washington County scoreless here. So after a big defensive bottom of the fourth for Washington County, it's now a big defensive top of the fifth for Hempstead, and it was all done by Chris Espinoza single-handedly getting the three outs there. And that is how we'll go into the bottom of the fifth inning, tied four apiece with the defenses coming up huge right now. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Experience business growth and success like never before with Branded Graphics in Brenham. As your ultimate marketing solution provider, they offer a range of services from commercial printing, signs, banners, and custom apparel to promotional products and marketing services. With their expertise, Branded Graphics becomes your trusted full-service branding partner. Visit BrandedGraphics.com and let them be the driving force behind your business's success. Branded Graphics wants to wish a special good luck to all the All-Stars from the Big family in their all-star tournament games.
Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Washington County Little League All-Stars.
As local owners, we're honored to provide your family with a wholesome, protein-rich food option full of essential nutrients. We take pride in producing quality eggs that help support a healthy lifestyle. You can find Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs at local grocery stores, convenience stores, and finer food markets near you. Congratulations and best of luck to the Washington County All-Stars. Go out there, play hard, and take state. We're cheering for you.
All right, back here to Holt Park at Clayton Field, where huge bottom of the fourth for Washington County defensively, and then a huge top of the fifth for Hempstead defensively. It was Chris Espinoza for Hempstead getting all three outs in that inning single-handedly with some fantastic plays, a diving catch, a nice grab and throw, and another one which is a nice catch on a pop-up. And as we get started here, batting for Hempstead to lead things off here in the bottom of the fifth, it's Jake Davis, and he's behind 3-1 on the count, and he'll take the very next one up and away for a fourth ball, and he'll get a leadoff walk for Hempstead, so Hempstead has a runner on. And this pitch up high from Leckler. 1-0 behind quickly here to Bazan as we're back at the top of the order. Hempstead, exactly the situation they want. They get their ninth hitter on base, and now back and now the top of the order with Bazan. And he gets ahead 2-0 here. Very next one, nice pitch there from Leckler. Gets it in the zone, 2-1, but then on the very next one, puts it outside, trying to catch that same outside corner. And now 3-1, falls behind again. Leckler could really use a strike here. He puts it in the zone there, but this one fouled up, and that will give him a full count. 3-2, great job from Leckler. Fight back here. He's back into this at-bat. This at-bat is now anybody's. Will it be Leckler or will it be Eden Bazan? Huge pitch coming up here. And Bazan rips it into center field. Will the play be made? Yes! That's going to be in center fielder Bowen Riley making the grab beautifully for Washington County. Coming up big for his pitcher there. And that puts the first out on the board for Washington County defensively. And we'll get the number two batter coming up, number four, Teddy Figueroa. Pitch number one from Leckler, nice pitch upstairs, gets Figueroa to chase it, swing and miss, 0-1. And on the 0-1, just a hair off the plate there outside, 1-1 to even things up. So one ball, one strike, one out. Man on first for Hempstead. And here's Teddy Figueroa. And a swing and a miss again. A nice pitch from Leckler. Plenty of speed there to smoke one past Figueroa. 1-2 count now. And on the 1-2, this one over the head of Church, and that one too far back for play. Oh, but hesitation made there by Jake Davis, but ultimately makes the right decision, and he's rewarded second base for it. He was about halfway to second base and then decided for some reason to stop and try to head back to first when he saw Jake Church had the ball. But he goes over to second as he saw that he did have enough time to get there. But, again, just going to show the amount of respect this Hempstead team has for Jake Church's arm. And now going to third, can Jake Church get the throw in time? It will not be, and that'll be now third base for Jake Davis. And with a full count for Leckler, Hempstead now has a runner on third. Bottom of the fifth inning. tie ball game. They have the leading run on third base, and Leckler comes up huge, and you gotta love the fist bump there from Leckler as he knows he just had a huge strikeout there, knee high on that outside corner, freezes up Figueroa, catches him looking, and puts two outs on the board. So now with two outs, still in danger is Washington County, but one step closer to getting out of this one unscathed. First one will be fouled back by Bielski, 0-1. And Leckler jumps ahead. Still in danger because Hempstead still has a runner on third here. Any kind of mistake or any kind of hit scores Hempstead and gives them the lead. Leckler with a chance to come up clutch here. And he'll step off here for a second. I believe it was a batter that stepped out of the box there asking for a timeout. But we'll get back to it here. 0-1 count. 0-1 pitch from Leckler. Outside evens it up at one. And the crowd getting behind Leckler here. He has a chance to come up huge for Washington County. Like I mentioned, two outs. Just got a strikeout for that second out. Hempstead has a man on third. He puts the next pitch outside 2-1, but still well within the count here. Tie ball game, bottom of the fifth in a six-inning game. And tries to get a breaking ball in that upper inside corner, but misses just barely. 3-1. The leading run is on third for Hempstead. And this pitch right down that first baseline goes foul. And a big sigh of relief for Washington County, as if that would have stayed fair, that would have been a huge RBI single. But instead, it brings up a full count for Leckler against Bielski here. And on that full count, he puts it outside and gives a walk to Bielski. Now runners on the corners for Hempstead. And here comes Wade Stevens. He came up big with a huge hit earlier. He'll be looking to do the same again, but on the other end, Luke Leckler, one out away from getting out of a sticky situation here. Runners on the corners. Bottom of the fifth, tie ball game 4-4. This is as good and as close as it gets. The ball game is up for grabs for either team. And on the very first pitch, this one will go foul, but smacks the runner at third. And I believe that's going to be a dead ball. And Jake Davis just took one off the elbow there, and you feel for him. That was a hard line drive put right down the third base line. Hits him right on the elbow. And we'll see what the rule book says about this situation. And as we get clarification on that and see what the call is going to be, we'll be back after a quick word from our sponsors. Oh, never mind. We're good to go. It was a dead ball, and we'll stay right here. I think they'll call that one foul, 0-1. And this pitch up and inside, 1-1. And on the 1-1, here's the pitch. A breaking ball does not catch the strike zone there. 2-1 for Leckler. And he puffs his cheeks, and he thought he probably got that one to break in time, but just didn't break his wrist over it hard enough to get that one back into the strike zone. It was a good-looking breaking ball there, but just a hair over. And this next one, too low this time. 3-1, he falls behind the count. And now he's one ball away from loading the bases, but one strike away from getting a full count. Which will it be for Leckler? Here's the pitch. And this one popped up. Going back is Cam Wheaton. And he'll get a hold of that one. And
Washington County gets out of the inning unscathed with a runner on third for two outs. They're able to come with one out. They're able to come up with two huge outs there and get out of the inning without allowing a run. And that'll keep this ball game tied at four apiece as we head into the top of the sixth inning. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coach's Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coach's Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
Steel Buildings. It's what they do at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop. DDM has been manufacturing every type of steel building you can imagine for almost 30 years. Barns, barnominiums, workshops, storage buildings, homes, and office buildings. They can do it all, and they'll do it right. DDM was built on the philosophy that low prices, high quality fabrication, and great customer service are the keys to long-term relationships. Get your project started today by talking with the experienced folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop.
All right, back here to Holt Park in Brenham. We're at Clayton Field where we have a hell of a ball game on our, or a heck of a ball game on our hands here. Right now it's tied at four apiece going into the top of the sixth inning. And it's been the defense is coming up huge in the last two innings. With big plays being made on both sides, they've held this scoreless after going back and forth through the first few innings. And that's how we get to tied up at four at top of the sixth. And coming up to bat is Marek for Washington County. And staying up on the mound for Hempstead is going to be Weston Wallace still, as he has been really good for Hempstead at coming in relief of Eden Bazin. And so after some warm-up pitches, they will end now, and we'll get Marek up to the plate. And Washington County, this is their last chance in regulation to put some runs on the board and break this deadlock. He's going to show bunt, but this pitch comes in right at his head. He has to duck out of the way of that one. 1-0.
ABC News, I'm Dave Patrick.
And the very next one is going to be a strike from Weston Wallace. 1-1 to even up the count. Nice breaking ball there. Catches the top part of the strike zone. And on the next one, he leaves it outside with another breaking ball, 2-1. And Washington County just needs runners on right now. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and a pitch inside swung and missed on by Mark. Well, even it up at 2. And plenty of noisemakers here from the Hempstead crowd. They are making themselves heard. And this one fouled left side. Keeps the count at two apiece. So 2-2 count here from Mark. He loads up and swings on this one. Fouls this one off too. Doing a good job of fighting this one off. If Weston Wallace wants himself a strikeout, Mark is not going to make it easy on him. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Mark gets a hold of that one right over the glove of the shortstop. Beautiful hit there, and that should be a double for Mark as he heads over to second base standing up. Very nice hit there. Rips it into left field right over the glove of Blaine Bielski for Hempstead. And we got ourselves a runner on second to lead things off here in the top of the sixth inning. And with that, up comes number 13, Aiden Tiemann.
And this pitch inside from Weston Wallace will make it 1-0. And Washington County got the runner on that they need. Now they need their hitters to come up big behind them, and this one a hard ground ball. The shortstop is going to be fumbled by Bielski, and that allows another runner to get on for Washington County. Runners now on first and second. No outs. Top of the sixth in a tie ball game. And now that brings up number 21, Mason Eilert. Or Eilert. And the Washington County crowd is getting loud because they are excited. They feel it coming. And a wild pitch allows the runner to get to third. But no! They say the throw was in time and the tag comes in. And that makes it... And that makes it one out on the board as Marek gets caught stealing third. But we'll have a discussion here as after a little bit of confusion there, the throw goes from third to the pitcher, and taking advantage of that is Aiden Thiemann as he comes right behind Marek, and he says, if Marek didn't take it, I'll take it. And he gets it, slides into third, and he gets called safe. So now Washington County has a runner on third. That is the leading run with only one out. And on the very next hit, that was going to be ripped into left field. That will score the run. Washington County now leading 5-4. And this crowd has erupted. They erupted on the out call at third and erupt even more on the leading run being batted in. A nice RBI single there into left field. And as we get a break here, we won't go for a break because it's just a quick talking to. I thought we may have had a pitching change there, but we'll keep it going. That was Mason Ehlert coming up huge for this Washington County side. After a questionable call on a bang-bang play at third base, Marek gets called out, and then on some miscommunication from Hempstead, Thiemann decides he's going to take third, does so safely, and then Ehlert comes up and rips one into left field on a nice line drive for an RBI single to take the lead 5-4. And here comes Tommy Osmussen, I apologize. And first two pitches to him are inside for two straight balls, 2-0. And we're getting Let's Go Tommy chants as they're trying to give him the energy he needs to get on base with only one out. Washington County, there's no such thing as too many runs in a ball game, so they're looking to get as many as they can. Already took the lead by one. They're looking to make it two, maybe three. Keep it going. Just keep the runs coming. You can use as many insurance runs as possible here as Hempstead still has to bat in the bottom of the sixth. But here's a 3-0 count to Osmussen. And 3-0 is going to be four balls in a row. And Osmussen will take first base. That pushes Eilert to second. And we got runners on first and second with only one out for Washington County. And hustling up over to talk to coach as the Hempstead coach calls a timeout. He's going to have a conversation with his pitchers, and he's going to make a change. So as we allow for the change to be made, it will be number 3, Chris Espinoza, coming in for Weston Wallace. And Weston Wallace did a great job coming in relief of Eden Bazan, but coach says it's time for a change. Chris Espinoza, it's clutch time. Let's see if he can clutch up for Hempstead. We'll let them warm up, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Felder's By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham.
They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top-quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they're honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars all good luck in their tournaments.
All right, so as Chris Espinosa comes in relief, he's gotten his warm-up pitches in and he's ready to go. First one's one and down low, 1-0, and the next one's going to be inside, but catches that upper inside corner, and 1-1, says the umpire. And another one in the strike zone. I apologize. Looks like the umpire says that we missed one there. So it's actually a 2-2. It was 2-1, now 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, only one out, and runners on first and second for Washington County. Here's the pitch to Jake Church. And that one in the upper part of the strike zone. A nice pitch from Espinosa there. Does the job, gets the strikeout, and puts two outs on the board. But this is a Washington County team that in this ball game has come up huge with two outs with some clutch hits. And up comes the current pitcher, Luke Leckler, has a chance to help himself out with some runs here, give himself some more of a cushion. Right now, Washington County sitting on a one-run lead, 5-4. This pitch outside from Espinosa, 1-0. Pitcher-on-pitcher duel here with two outs on the board and two runners on for Washington County. In what has been an intense ball game between these two teams. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That one down low, just a hair off the turf there, 2-0. And the crowd is starting to get lively, starting to make themselves heard a little bit more, waiting to see how this is going to end up, and a pitch inside there. Leckler has to jump out of the way of that one, and he'll get a 3-0 count now, well ahead of the count. He'll probably just take whatever Espinosa is going to throw him here. Let's see what that pitch will be. We'll get ready here. Here's the 3-0 from Espinosa. That'll be a fourth ball, and that's going to load the bases for Washington County. Now, only one out to work with here, but as I mentioned, they've come up clutch plenty in this ball game, and up comes Dulich here, Jake Dulich. Base is loaded. It's number 21, Mason Ehlert, over on third, looking to score another run. And Espinosa on the mound, looking to get a final out to retire this Washington County side. The last thing Washington County wants to do here, though, they have gotten the run, leaving the bases loaded. It was always a missed opportunity. First pitch, 0-1 from Espinosa. Next one outside, 1-1. I'll tell you, Chris Espinosa has come up huge defensively in his third base position. Let's see if he has some more of the same on the mound. Already got one of the two outs he needed coming into this. This one too high, 2-1. And a pickoff attempt at third there. And they'll adjust the bag after they made contact with it there, trying to get back safely to third. So now that the bag is in place, we'll get back to this 2-1 count from Espinosa to Dulich. As on a high one, Dulich chases that one and swings on a high pitch there, and that makes it 2-2. And Coach Dulich telling him to just forget about that one and get back into the at-bat. And Dulich at the plate really puffing his cheeks there, as he knows probably not one he should have gone after. Next one going down low, full count. Pickoff attempt at third, hits the runner. Coming in is Eiler. And rounding third is number 10, Tommy Osmussen. Two-run score for Washington County. They get two more runs in on honestly what was a mistake by the catcher Stevens there of Hempstead. He tries to get a pickoff attempt at third, but instead hits the runner. No interference call. The run stand. 7-4 ball game in favor of Washington County. And that's a walk on a full count of ball inside. Oh, no, they're saying that is a strike. Catches that upper inside corner. Strikes him out, does Espinoza, retires the side, but not before Washington County able to put up three insurance runs as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Hempstead now looking at to respond with their last three outs of the ball game. It's been an incredible back and forth matchup between these two teams, and in the top of the sixth, it's Washington County getting ahead by three runs, 7-4. And with their last three outs, Hempstead will be looking to respond with at least three runs of their own to get back into it. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Stay on top of your game year-round with the elite baseball and softball training facilities. The Batter's Box. 2025 Summer Baseball and Softball Camp registrations are now open. Visit us online and register today. Mark your calendars. Tryouts for fall 2025 season will be happening in July. Contact us today for more info. Go online to battersboxbtx.com. That's battersboxbtx.com. Good luck to all the area's Little League All-Stars from everyone at the Batter's Box.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go wash County All-Stars.
All right, back right in time here to Holt Park where we'll get the first pitch here from... Oh, we did get a pitching change here. It's Blaine Baker now on the mound for Washington County. And first pitch by him will be a ball down low. And the next one, a one-hopper to catcher Jake Church, 2-0. So... So with the 2-0, Blaine Baker just looking to get warmed up here. And a nice breaking ball there. I'd say he's warm now. Breaking ball gets a swing and miss. 2-1 count. And, of course, pitching to Aiden Pesky. And with the 2-1, puts it down low, 3-1. All Washington County needs is three outs without allowing three runs, and they'll get themselves a victory here. The next one outside, that'll be a walk, so leadoff runner on for Hempstead. And with the runner on first and Pesky, here comes Weston Wallace. And Weston Wallace, we saw earlier, has plenty of speed, so not the kind of guy you want to let get on base. First pitch upstairs, 1-0. Now, pitchers today have had a trouble getting strikes in on Weston Wallace. He's got a pretty small strike zone, just put it that way. 1-0 to Weston Wallace. The next one, he's going to rip right side, and a nice play made there. Double play at first base by number 15. That's Walker Ebert making a huge play here in the bottom of the sixth for Washington County. a ball that was rifled on a line drive over to him. He's able to scoop that one for the out on the line drive and then steps on first for the force out and double play. So now two outs, only need one out more. And on the first pitch, nice pitch there from Baker. It's a swing and a miss. 0-1. Jumps ahead of the count here early, needing just one out to get out of this one. And another swing and miss. Gets the batter to chase one outside. That's Cooper Badgett swinging and missing. 0-2. One more strike from Baker. Gets this game out of here. And a swing and miss. That's the ball game. Washington County wins 7-4 in what was a back-and-forth affair. They get the victory, and that's the ball game. We'll be back with some post-game after a word from our sponsors.
Thrivent is the proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
Summer's a time to get things done on your property, and DDM Pipe and Seal is ready to help. Whether you're building a new pipe fence, adding a roll-up door, building a workshop, or putting on a steel roof, DDM has everything you might need. Their experienced staff can help you select the right materials and hardware for your project. Whether it's angle iron, pipe, flat plate, tubing, roll-up doors, metal building components, or welding supplies. So what are you waiting for? Get that summer project started with a trip to DDM Pipe and Seal today with locations in Brenham and Bastrop.
All right, back here to Holt Park in Brenham one last time as we go to Clayton Field for the post-game wrap-up between Washington County and Hempstead in minor softball action for the Little League All-Stars and what was honestly a fantastic, heavily competitive ball game. It started off back and forth with Washington County taking the lead 1-0. Then it was Hempstead responding 2-1. And then both teams ended up, then it was Washington County getting ahead 4-2. Hempstead tying it up 4-4. And then after a couple great defensive innings in the bottom, in the top of the sixth inning, Washington County able to secure three insurance runs. And in the bottom of the sixth, it was defense coming up big again for Washington County as they get a huge double play at first base by Walker Ebert. And then another out with a strikeout from Blaine Baker ends it, and Washington County gets the victory by a final score. They're able to get the win by a final score of 7-4, and that's the ball game. Washington County wins and moves on in the winner's bracket of the minor baseball tournament here in Brenham. Congratulations to Washington County, and honestly, shout out to Hempstead. They had a great ball game, fought hard till the end there, but it had to be somebody's night. Tonight it was Washington County's, and they'll be all smiles on the right side, while Hempstead, I'm sure, will be glad for the experience as they were in it all the way and cheering on both sides. Plenty of energy, but of course, always a little easier to smile when you get the victory. And we'll keep. So that's the post-game wrap-up. This is Javi Jr. signing off. I'll catch you next time.
This is broadcast brought to you by Woodson Lumber Company, H-E-B in Brenham, Batters Box, Kiki Egg Farm, Bluebell Creamery, Cody Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance Agency, Eric Benitez with Cedar Frame Real Estate, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Dominant Associates, BVR Materials, Glenn College, Coach's Insurance, Tillman General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizen State Bank, Clay North Architectural, Altman Dentistry, Double D Glass Services, K&H Portable Toilets, LaRoche Chevrolet GMC Buick, Bank of Brenham, Collier Construction, BDM Pipe and Steel, Branded Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's Buy and Buy, Seidel Trader, Filski Waterwell Services, Thriven Financial, La Morelos Meat Market, Pro Auto Supply, J&J Packing, Kendra Tile and Brenham, National Bank. Again, the final score, Washington County beating Hempstead 7-4. Good job to them. We always appreciate them having a good night in the baseball world. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports. This is Grayson on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7. Good night, everybody.